Bourbons in Davenport and Krabby's Bar and Grill in Coal Valley. Or at the door. Doors open at 6 p.m. Fights start at 8:30. Friday night fights. Be there.
Alrighty then, gang. It is a Friday morning, and Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader, joins us here live in studio. We always appreciate your presence, Mike.
Pleasure to be here.
I know Fridays are a very busy day in your line of work.
Yeah, a little bit.
So for you to carve out a couple of minutes to join us.
I got
to
stay out of the office almost all day, so that's
and
all right.
A real busy one for you today.
Yeah, quadruple feature. That's only happened once before, and I'm kind of excited about that.
You saw four movies since the last time you appeared here on the show, but not all in one day.
No, I did that I did a triple feature on that one, and then saw another one on Saturday.
The movie that you were most excited about was the Ben Affleck movie,
The Town.
Did it disappoint or no?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a very little bit.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's very strong. It's not quite Gone Baby Gone good,
yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
But it's fast, it's exciting, it's well acted, it's got a good script. I liked it very much.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to like it. I haven't read, I don't think, one bad review of this
thing
yet.
You don't get tired of those Boston accents after a while.
I don't know. I kinda dig Boston accents.
Yeah.
It's like Chicago accents. I can kinda listen to them all day. I'm all right with it.
I think it would drive me crazy after a while.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm on board with it.
God knows the southern ones do.
Well, yeah. I can't
That's
do
a whole
southern
other
accents.
Kettle of fish.
But so the town is
quite good.
Quite good.
Just not great. Just not quite
without
great.
Without giving anything away, what made it not great?
You can kind of see everything that's going to happen yards in advance.
Uh-huh.
There's not really one surprise as far as the narrative goes at all.
Yeah.
And I do have a problem with just the basic central love story is just a little too convenient. You know,
uh-huh.
they kidnap Rebecca Hall. And then Ben Affleck, and she happens to live two blocks away from Affleck, and she happens to want to renovate the local Boys and Girls Club, which just happens to be where Affleck and his cronies have their meetings.
Yeah,
convenient. It's pretty convenient up and down the board, but it's really nicely done. Really good Jeremy Renner performance. Yeah, it's pretty outstanding.
Boy, that guy's come out of nowhere, hasn't he?
How about that?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Waiting tables a year ago, now he's Jeremy Renner.
He's all over the place.
So The Town you liked, what else did you see?
I did. I really liked Easy A, that one with Emma Stone, that kind of adaptation of Scarlet Letter.
Right, she's giving it up.
She's telling people she's giving it up.
Yeah, or she's telling people. She's telling people.
That's right.
See, I couldn't figure out why it was Easy A, because the character's name isn't like Amanda or something.
Nah.
It's a Scarlet Letter thing.
It's that she wears the Scarlet Letter on her shirt for
And then she also goes and helps some of her buddies.
Yeah, she's got a gay friend who she makes, they pretend that they've had sex, so he becomes cool in the school and stuff. It's kind of silly, and then about halfway through, you start realizing that it's a big old parody of John Hughes movies. She starts doing this monologue about, I really wish my life was more like a John Hughes movie, and they show clips from Breakfast Club and 16 Candles, and you start realizing that's exactly what this thing is.
Yeah.
It's because, I mean, at the end of the day, this movie is about a girl who pretends to have sex, and everyone is scandalized. They're shocked.
Yeah.
Well, really?
Would that happen? Yeah.
No, but they might have been in 1984,
right.
You know? And it just becomes kind of more and more clever as it goes on. It's by the director who did Fired Up, that male cheerleader comedy.
Okay.
Which was hysterical, which nobody went and saw. And it's great. And you've got really funny adults in it, too.
So one of the
better... Stanley Tucci and Patricia Clarkson made me cry. They were so funny. It was, I had a blast.
And funny in a way that isn't the typical parent in a teenage movie.
No, just eccentric and weird and funny.
So is this the best comedy of the year?
It's up there.
Yeah.
Not sure about the best, but it's really good.
That would be Dinner for
Schmucks.
Well,
I understand.
Right. Oh, please, let's get off that subject immediately. God, I can't. Can't do it again.
Can't help myself. When Darren says I'm a softball like that,
what was the comedy
that
was like the week after Dinner
the other
Schmucks.
Guys,
that's
I love
what you
the other
okay.
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably mine.
Okay,
that or Get Him to the Greek. I liked a lot too.
Yeah. But. Okay.
So okay, that's two.
That's
what was
two.
What were the
I
other
saw
two?
Devil,
the
M. Night Shyamalan movie, which I was dying to make fun of, and it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
It's actually fine.
Really?
It's just a good. It's a simple premise. You know, it's five people in the elevator, one of whom is Satan.
Yeah.
And the guessing game as to which one is Satan is actually kind of kind of strong.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
And the elevator's on the way to hell.
The elevator, nah, it's
maybe,
just on the,
maybe
the,
on the way to
the lobby from
the lobby.
The 30th floor.
Okay.
You know. But yeah, it's pretty, it's intense, it's claustrophobic, it's script is kind of, the dialogue at least is kind of silly, but it's well directed. I was okay with it.
Because this is the concept now. This is going to be an anthology series.
That's what I understand.
That M. Night Shyamalan is going to come up with ideas, and then other people will write the scripts and direct
them.
That's
not the worst thing that could ever happen. That's okay. If that's...
So now there's going to be a devil on an escalator?
No. There's not going to be like a devil too, although maybe there will be.
Oh, okay.
But the point is, like, he came up with the idea... And then gave it to good people to make the movie.
Someone gets in a hot air balloon, and one of them's the devil.
There you go.
Oh, great!
Like his even like
that would be worse.
I mean, The Happening.
It's already boring.
The Happening, maybe not a bad idea for a movie, but executed horribly and written badly.
Exactly right.
But if he just gave that idea to people that could do something with it, maybe that would have been a decent movie.
I agree. I think it's a good way to go. If you must keep him employed in Hollywood, there are worse things he could do, and has done.
And then you also saw Talking Dogs.
Yeah, and I finally saw Talking Wolves. Alpha and Omega, it's called.
I honestly have no idea what this movie is. I've never seen
it's a TV commercial
or nothing.
It's like an animated West Side Story. There are two gangs of wolves who just don't get along, and then one... The guy wolf from one pack falls in love with the girl wolf from the other pack, and their families are like, no, you can't love that wolf. That's an Omega wolf. You can't love that Alpha wolf.
I think it's fascinating that you think it's like West Side Story, not like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, that's not the
Are they Puerto Rican wolves?
No, there's music. You know, there's music.
Do they sing and dance?
Oh, God, it's worse.
Do they share a spaghetti
it's
dinner?
Worse. they howl, but the howling is like
that's
80s
fun.
R&B. Like vocal warm-ups before Mariah Carey sings. I mean, it's like, ooh.
No.
Yeah, and then they dance, of course. They, you know, they shake their little, you know, paws back and forth. It's unbearable. It's awful.
Yeah,
it's terrible. God, the things they do to take money from children. Well, it's not the children's money. It's the poor parents' money, of course.
That's right.
Jeez, just makes me mad. Wanted to slap the movie. It was awful.
I wanted to slap the movie. Put that on the poster.
It was so stupid.
Mike Schultz of the River City's Reader says, I wanted to slap this movie.
It was bad.
It's not young kids spending their Nike money.
No.
Well, we've got again, four releases that we know of.
And you're going to watch all of them.
One of which is another animated 3D extravaganza.
Which one is that? Because I have no information on that.
That's called Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahul.
Okay.
And then an apostrophe.
I'm exhausted hearing the title.
I'm tired. I'm a little. I'm ready for a nap just hearing the title. Yeah.
Owls doing a movie.
It's, well, the quote I have here is, what did I say? Lord of the Rings meets Happy Feet. Okay. Well, where's my cyanide tablet? Seriously?
Ugh. No, that's based on a popular series of children's books, I understand.
That's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, 85 minutes, it says here. Okay. Helen Mirren. Okay.
You know what?
I don't know. We'll try
I'd like to put money on a launch.
Bet she doesn't get naked in it.
Maybe she don't.
Maybe I'm not completely done with Vegas. I'd like to put $20 on Mike loving this movie. As a long shot.
Uh-huh.
$20 would pay me $200.
That's true.
I like that.
I love this movie. We need to start handicapping
Mike. That's right.
Mike.
He'll handicap it, and then we'll either make a bet on it or not.
No, he
that's
can't
not
handicap
bad.
It. He's a participant. He's the one that we're wagering on. There needs to be a disinterested
party
doing
the handicapping.
Yeah,
there has to be a...
Okay.
Yeah, we need a bookie or something.
I would lay odds that...
You think I'm going to love this?
No, I don't. No.
But you're
going to
make
it.
Yeah, you'll make a pretty penny if I do.
Listen. So. When I put money on a horse, it's going off at 58-1.
All right, this is what we'll do.
50-1 odds. I don't think he's going to
win. This is what we'll do.
Right,
only one of us can bet on it, and the other one will create the odds.
All right.
That sounds pretty fair.
So what kind of odds are you going to put on Mike loving the Owl movie? And again... loving the Owl movie.
Loving.
Not coming in here and saying, you know,
it wasn't
bad.
Right, okay, yeah. I want to do that.
He's got
to
pay it up?
No!
I was going to say, I'm not... I will absolutely not love that movie if it's going
to
cost me $200.
I'm loving it.
I love that movie.
This is going to cost me $300.
I'll tell my friends and family members
give me that
I
money.
Loved it, but yeah.
Now you know people. You'll get it taken care of, Dave.
Let's move on. We've got a movie called You Again. This is the new Kristen Bell movie. She heads home for her brother's wedding only to discover that he's marrying her hated high school arch nemesis. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have kind of heard that before you came home?
you'd think that would be news that would have spread before like, he was home for the wedding.
Isn't that the first question you ask?
Right. Yeah.
Who are
who
you marrying?
You think.
Right. When my brother got married, I knew the girl's last name.
You would think.
We'd met a couple times.
Yeah. This one, she's showing up for the wedding, and there's going to be like a reveal where it's like, that's my dreaded...
What?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Here's a little something from you again in theaters today.
So, Marnie, we have a lot to do before your brother's wedding.
I just feel bad that I haven't met his fiance.
Isn't it funny? You guys all went to high school together?
Wait, we all went to high school together?
No!
My brother is about to marry the girl who single-handedly ruined my life in high school.
You were prettier with the mask on.
I can't relate to what I went through.
Nobody gets through high school unscathed. I knew one girl who made my life hell.
Aunt Mona, this is Will's mom.
Gail?
Ramona.
How long has it been?
Well, don't tell or I'll have to strangle you.
High school was a horror movie. This weekend is the sequel.
So even the moms hate each other?
Yeah, the moms hate each other too.
That trailer needed a lot of record scratch effects.
Yes,
what?
It did.
So it's an updated version of Mr. Woodcock.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. You got that reference.
How come I remember that movie, but how come the mom... You would think if it was her daughter's arch nemesis, wouldn't the mom be like, oh no, that girl is bad news.
Right.
Yeah, you'd think. But no, yeah, not so much.
There's a few holes here.
Yeah.
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 A couple of
big holes in this one, but... Hey, Betty White's in it, so how bad could it be?
I don't know. Is anyone else tired of her? Just a little bit?
I'm starting to get a little tired
of
her. Okay. Yeah.
Lovely lady. Yeah, beautiful woman.
Did you see the office last night, Schultz?
I did. Yes.
Betty White. But finally, someone's got a Twitter feed that's not about Betty White.
But, I'm saying something outrageous and I'm old.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what you're saying isn't that outrageous. It's just you're old.
She's like suburban Ruth Gordon.
We also have opening today at Quad City Movie Theaters, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. This is a sequel to a movie that came out in 1987.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a record for the longest distance between sequels?
Interesting. I don't know. I don't know what that would be.
I mean, like, you got Godfather 2 was like 73, and Godfather 3 was like 90.
Yeah.
But you know what's going to even beat this one? Pope of Greenwich Village one.
If they ever get that done, yeah.
Yeah, I hope that happens.
That was 84, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hope that happens. That'd be 26 years. I was thinking of Psycho 2, but I think that was just a little over 20 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Pretty close.
It's a long time to wait, but it's... Yeah. I can see why they waited this long to do it. I mean, it wasn't like... No one at the end of Wall Street was like, can't wait for the follow-up.
Right, yeah.
But with everything that's going on in the news, it makes sense that Gordon Gekko would come back. Michael Douglas returns as Gordon Gekko, emerging from a lengthy prison stint. Yeah, Charlie Sheen put him away in prison, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And he goes into a much harsher financial world than the one he left. Here's a clip from, again, Wall Street 2, Electric Boogaloo, in theaters today.
What are you, some kind of energy freedom fighter?
No, Mr. Gekko, I'm in this game to make money like anybody else.
So what about money, Jake? You like her?
Do I like her? I've never thought about money as a sheep.
Oh. She lies there in bed at night with you, looking at you, one eye open. Money never sleeps. And she's jealous. And if you don't pay close attention, you wake up in the morning, she might be gone forever.
I'm going to just go ahead and predict Academy Award nomination for Michael Douglas. I'm going to predict that here the last week of September.
It would be the year to do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if this is the one. He also had a movie this spring called Solitary Man. Did you
Which
hear about that
really
one?
Which was really good,
I heard.
It's
got really good reviews.
Yeah.
I would almost lean, I don't know. I was going to say I'd almost lean towards that one more, but...
Did he win the Academy Award for Gordon Gekko?
Yes, he did, actually.
Now, that would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Who's won an Academy Award for doing the same character? Like, won two Academy Awards for doing the same character.
Two
Is that ever done?
Two for the same character?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
Mr. Bean?
Never nominated, Darren. We've been over this.
That's a crime.
Never been nominated.
It breaks your heart a little, doesn't it?
All right. What else is opening today? Is that it?
Something called The Virginity Hit, which is kind of this faux YouTube-y movie. It's supposed to be a faux documentary, like Joaquin Phoenix thing, where this kid really, really wants to get laid. And And everybody in America starts rooting for him and saying, okay, well, I'll have sex with you, kid. And they do it all on YouTube. And it's that's all I know.
Okay. Well, we'll,
the virginity
we'll find out more about that movie and the others online at rcreader.com. And next week here on the Dave and Darren Show.
Absolutely. All yes. Right. Thanks.
This good luck, Mike. Enjoy all four of these movies.
How about that? It's going to be a long day.
Your brain has got to be mush by the time you're done with all four of these.
Definitely.
One more thing.
More than usual. Yeah.
Dress in layers.
Dress in layers. Smart move.
That really is the secret.
I got three on right now.
Well, then
that's
you're
okay.
Good. You're good.
I'm golden.
You should be all right.
All right.